All right, we're going to do part two tonight. This is 6/14/23. Happy birthday, President Trump. Naming and mapping the powers. Part two. All right, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Just verse 12 there. It's talking about the armor of God. Y'all know that. It says, "For you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So these are, I guess, if you look at it that way, it's different levels of demonic entities. Yeah, okay. Right here in the Strong's principalities, the first one is chief, order, time, place, rank, magistrate, power, principle, or rule. Yeah. And one thing to always remember, you know, the Lord reminded me again today, we're always waiting for something to happen in the natural. But the Lord says it always happens in the spirit first. And Danny had a word earlier today, and as he was bringing that word, I thought about, you know, we're waiting on the Alliance to do something, or the White Hats, or whatever you want to call them, but really, the Lord is using his people to do it in the spirit first. And then it can be done in the natural. Isn't that true? How'd the evil get there? How'd the principality get there in the first place? It was the spirit first. And then you saw the evil in the natural. Okay. It don't just happen. Things don't just happen in the natural. I believe there's a spiritual, anything evil, wicked, there's a spiritual entity behind it. Like, it wasn't Norval Hayes that said, you know, everybody thinks there's a devil behind every rock, but he said there's actually probably two. I mean, there's more or however many, you know, concerning things. All right. It happens in the spirit first. Whatever principality is ruling spiritually will be reflected in the natural. Like, you can go into a place you hadn't been before and you pick up things like, it feels here. I don't know what it is, but I sense something here. It can be good or bad. Yeah, and you're going to see that reflected in the people that you meet, you come across. Just like Odessa. So many people have a negative view of Odessa. Especially people that have left Odessa and gone somewhere else. Can't stand this place. I'm thinking, well, I can't stand where you're from, you know what I'm saying? Because you encounter the flavor, if you will, of the whatever spirit's ruling there. Okay. All right. This is what is so disgusting. I don't know if you saw it or not. Now we know that nothing really is going on at the White House except tribunals, and it's been cordoned off, and so the fake faux president isn't in the White House. If the actor Joe Biden is being in the presence, you know, up where you see him on television or something, it's because he's at one of the movie sets. Tyler Perry's in Georgia or wherever it might be. That's where it's coming from. Well, they held a giant LGBTQ thing at the White House. And these transgenders are up there. They took their tops off. Well, they take hormones, so they got pretty good sized breasts. And they're flaunting this. And they show the White House with two gay LGBT flags and the American flag right in the middle of it, which is against the law anyway to do something like that. They're desecrating. They're desecrating the place that's supposed to be basically the highest place of government in the United States. What are they doing? They're reflecting the demonic entities and strongholds over DC. Yeah. Drag queens baring their breasts. Even Joe Biden made a statement about, well, we need to keep the White House decent, you know. It was disgusting. They covered it up where you couldn't see it, but you knew exactly what they were doing. Now, we're talking trans women here. I'm not talking real women. We're talking men that have done the change. All right. Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the only thing I can think of. You know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? When it reached heaven, I have a word that I've got for Sunday. One of the things the Lord said to me, I can hear it from heaven. That's what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, I'm going to go down and look and see if the cry of it is as bad as I am hearing. Well, that's destruction time, destruction phase. All right. I think what they did is triggered a series of events. We will see what will happen. All this with the scam about the indictment against the sitting president, no crimes, and all these things. See, all these things are significant, and the devil always overplays his hands. Don't ever forget that, all right? I think that there's going to be some in this devil's crowd that were going to rue the day they were ever born. Just my opinion. I'm not wishing any ill on any of them. It would be my desire that they'd come to know the knowledge of the truth and know that they could have repentance and they wouldn't have to go the... Because these people, like I said Sunday, they have the highest suicide rate. Because they are so messed up. Just think about it. You're born a certain way and they're filling you full of chemicals to make you be another way that your body is rejecting the whole time. That's why they're sick. Told you, I heard the story of a few of them that they can't get rid of infections and they're sick all the time and all this kind of stuff. Big Pharma's not their friend. It buys them into a lie and it's a huge money-making operation. Most transgenders probably go $1 million, $1 million, and they're dependent for the rest of their life on this because of this transition. Their body can't function like a regular person's unless God intervenes and they receive healing. Yeah. And think about this. I even saw a picture. It was disgusting. Of someone that, a man that had his parts cut off and they made a fake women's part. I'm thinking, these men, they're crazy. They're absolutely crazy. What would make them be so crazy? Demonics. They have to be possessed to even get to this place, is my opinion. Okay. You know, even when you go into a church, churches have flavors. I remember Brother Copeland talking about that one time about, you know, plumbers and roofers in the same church. You know, you don't want plumbers and roofers in the same church. In other words, there's spirits wherever we go that influence, and they have just a certain thing about them that you pick up, you detect, either right spirit or wrong spirit, okay? All right, I want to investigate the Gospels tonight to see how Jesus and his disciples handled demonic situations, entities that they came across. We looked at the... we call the madman of Gadara, and we're going to look at it again. This is Luke chapter 8. Starting there, it says, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for at oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. Now one of the under powers, it's the explanation for it's dunamis, in other words, superhuman strength, which can be good or evil. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him, which we looked at that last time. That's like 4,200 to 6,000 soldiers is a Roman legion. And they besought him. Wait a minute. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went over to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man, out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Yeah, most people are afraid when you talk in this area, get around this kind of stuff, okay? All right, Jesus asked a speaking demon, the head entity, what his name was, and he said, Legion. Remember this, they acknowledge authority. They said to him, they identified him as the Son of the Most High God. That's what the demon said. So what kind of spirits were they? It doesn't say what kind they were, but the man was crazy. He completely lost his mind. All right. Afterward, he was clothed and in his right mind when they came out. It's noted that the man was possessed. That's a little different, I believe, than just regular exorcism or whatever you want to call it when you're trying to get somebody free. This man was completely possessed, it said. But he still came and fell at Jesus' feet, even being possessed. Jesus didn't just do stuff here. He asked the Holy Spirit, or that Holy Spirit gave him instruction what to do and how to handle it. All right, let's turn over to Luke. Because I don't know that there's any other place where Jesus asked the devil its name. Now, I know there was one where, and this may be the one we're reading, about the dumb spirit. It is. It's the dumb spirit. The man could speak. All right. This is chapter 11, verse 14. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, He casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others tempted him, sought of him a sign from heaven. See, the religious establishment was threatened, so they accused him. It's kind of like accusing Trump of being all these evil things they are. That's what they were doing to Jesus, to discredit his ministry. Well, you must be the chief of the devils if the devils obey you. Isn't that what they're saying here? Pretty well. Yeah. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. In other words, Satan can't cast out Satan. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub, which is the dung god, cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. In other words, this is by God. This is not by a devil. He's confronting these leaders right there in front of the people. Let's set the record straight. The devil would be foolish to cast himself out. When a strong man, armed, keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. What's he saying? God is greater than the devil. He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return into my house whence I came out. When he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. This is evidently what happened to the man, because he was totally possessed, full of legion of demons. So evidently there was a time in his life he just kept doing whatever it was that got him in the mess in the first place. It's kind of like at the pool when Jesus healed the guy at the pool, and he had that, he told him to change or to, how did he word it? How was it worded? He was going to have to change his way of doing things, or he was going to find himself back in even worse than he was before. Yeah, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. So evidently, there are things that people do, lifestyles, just like we were talking about, that people do that cause these things to have entry into their life. And they don't change their ways. They continue in that way until they find themselves in a place where they can't get free, not without God's help. Okay. All right, Jesus went on to explain that when the house is clean, it must be filled with what is good or God, lest the entity is allowed back in. Because he's going to come back. Well, this is where I used to live, and I want to go back there. And if they allow him to come back, he'll come back. All right. Luke 10:19 says, which y'all know what it says, but we'll look at it. It says here, is that 10:19? Wait a minute. Yes, it is. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So he doesn't want us going around fearing demons or fearing the enemy. He was saying, I've given you power. Okay. Power here is exousia, the sense of ability, privilege, force, capacity, competency, freedom, mastery, superhuman, potentate, token of control, delegated influence, authority, jurisdiction, liberty, right, and strength. It's a lot of words. A lot of words. So we don't need to fear. Okay. Now, if we're following the leading of the Holy Spirit, we know our power is not our own. See, Jesus didn't even power that on his own. Because he came as a man to show us the way, to take our place. So he operated as a man. If he'd operated as God, he'd had an advantage, right? All right. But just like he, when he left, he sent the Holy Spirit. Now we can operate like he did. We can hear the Holy Spirit, and he can show us what to do. All right. It's the power of the Spirit within us. So Jesus couldn't do it either. The deep state was around then also. And they accused Jesus because of the authority of God he used over the devil Beelzebub. That's why they called him Beelzebub, the dung god, to discredit his ministry. He rules over demons because he is one of Satan's. Beelzebub. All right. Now there's four classifications of demonics here in Ephesians 6:12. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I'm going to give you Some of them, you couldn't do the whole thing. It was just one word and another word, another word. Principalities means chief. Powers means token of control. Rulers, it says world rule or epithet of Satan. And spiritual means non-carnal. Wickedness here is depravity, malice, plots, sins, or iniquity. High means above the sky, which that's the firmament. All right, the firmament in Genesis 8 is considered heaven, but it's not God's heaven. This is our heaven, the sky. Okay? All right, so this would be the atmosphere above us, right? A lot of people call it the second heaven. I know when I referred to Mike Thompson and the vision he had about third heaven authority, he was in third heaven. All the demonic entities were down in second heaven, and below that was earth. Okay. As Paul went into infiltrate, he would encounter these types of entities. Let's go look at Acts chapter 19. We'll look at 16 here in a minute. The Kleenex, sorry. Acts 19:23. In the same time there arose no small stir about that way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation and said, Sirs, ye know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, ye see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands. So that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. And when they heard these sayings, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, Great is Diana of the Ephesians. And the whole city was filled with confusion. Now you can see why the Ephesians' prayer, you know, what Paul was dealing with here. The whole city was, or the armor of God in Ephesians and the Ephesians prayers. And the whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. And when Paul would have entered unto the people, the disciples suffered him not. And certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theater. Some therefore cried one thing, some another, for the assembly was confused, and the more part knew not wherefore they were come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews, putting him forward, and Alexander beckoned with the hand and would have made his defense unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice, about the space of 2 hours, cried out, Great is Diana of the Ephesians. So she was quite a stronghold over this city. It's what they made their money by. And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. For ye have brought hither these men, which are neither robbers of churches nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Wherefore, if Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with them have a matter against any man, the law is open, and there are deputies. Let them impede one another. But if ye inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, there being no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse. And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly. So if he hadn't have stepped in, there's no telling what would happen to him. This whole city was taken with Diana, which is also Artemis, which means prompt, which I don't know exactly what that means, but it's also, out of the vines, is a python spirit, a deceiver. Okay, Acts 16, 16, the slave girl, this was the same spirit she was under. All right. Verse 16 says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, was showing us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. He came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. Okay, this woman was a what you call a soothsayer, and she divined. Divination. Divination here is Python or inspiration. I just thought, there's the garden. There's the garden right there. It reminded me of the James Bond movie with Jane Seymour. See, she was a diviner, a soothsayer, and she read the cards. Yeah. Tarot cards, perhaps, where she could foretell the future, or fortune teller, or even horoscopes, possibly. I heard something today that just made me feel so sad. Someone that I thought was someone that's a Christian. They say they're Christian. They believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But they remote view, and not this was somebody different. And really, the military, especially like the special forces, they use remote viewing. They train them in remote viewing. Well, that's astral projection. That's coming out of your body. It's clairvoyance is what it is. And I'm thinking that it just upsets me. I'm thinking, if there wasn't hardly anybody to listen to anyway, and here's just another one I got to take off of my list. I'm going, I thought, anyway, that bothers me. Because I know the special forces, in our military. All right. Same old garbage going on today that was going on then. Okay. Whatever name you put on it, destiny cards, tarot cards, fetishes, water witching, these are natural things that the devil will work through to deceive you. Witchcraft is a work of the flesh, according to Galatians 5:20. Now, let me say something here, and I know the Lord's given me a revelation on this. Witchcraft, diagnostic testing. This is what the Lord told me about their trickery through their testing. See, through all these years, it's probably been 20 years that the Lord began to speak to me first about the breast cancer campaign, that it was propaganda. Then going to that museum and seeing that floor full of diagnostic tests, and the Lord said, it's trickery. And I'm not saying the people that do it, they may not know. But the people at the top, the demonic people at the top, they know. They know. Okay. This is what the Lord told me about their trickery through diagnostic testing. They've tried to make it all mandatory. They keep their fear campaigns going to reel in the masses. That's what all the ribbon campaigns are about, is to keep you, oh, you need to go have this, you need to do your yearly, do your 6-monthly or whatever it is you do. You need to go do that. You just never know what's going to happen. Yes, we do. We know exactly what's going to happen. We know what the Word says. By His stripes, we're healed. How about that? But see, this is the propaganda that's been pushed on us. And most people I know, they do it all. If you gave them a God medicine, they'd probably toss it over on the cabinet. But they're going to go to them checkups. We're going to set our clock by our medications. Can't miss the medication, bless God. Okay. If you're a Christian and you know that Jesus is the Lord and healer, and you go and seek out another way, without His permission, I'm going to qualify it, without His permission, what could you possibly end up with? Think about that. this is not God's system. And I know that a lot of Christians, they'd argue me down to the ground, probably some of the big boys. But I don't care. I know what's true. The devil is sly, and he has duped a lot of people. All right. You know, when you start mixing up, well, has God said? You know, hath God said? Well, the Lord don't stutter. I'll just say that. Just think about it. It's just something to chew on. The more, the wiser you get to God's word, and the more detached you get from this system, the better off you're going to be. I've even heard doctors say this. You will live longer if you'll stay away from the hospitals and the doctors. And these are doctors saying that today. It's not just preachers that everybody thinks kooks. No, it's doctors saying that. Why? Because of what happened with the COVID scandemic. They think it's going to be years and years and years before they really find out exactly what all they've done. But let me just tell you this, it didn't just start with COVID. It starts with the baby born in the hospital and they start shooting them up. We got maybe 3 or 4. Now they get something like 70-something injections. And they wonder why. Even President Trump came out this week talking about, when he gets back in office, investigating why so many children are sick. How come so many children have immune disorders? How come they have ADHD? How come all these things are happening to our kids? He knows. But he has to be gentle the way he says things. I know we have a grandson that has been vaccine injured. All right. If you're a Christian, you know that Jesus is the Lord and healer, and you go and seek out another way without his permission, wouldn't that be seeking some other way other than God? Just think about it like a tarot card or destiny card or fortune teller. Think about it. I never saw it in this light until today. I was thinking, whoa, Lord, that's scary. We just think, well, you know. What happens when you mix something with something? You usually dilute the original thing. These entities have an objective, steal, kill, destroy. I don't care how noble the people working Satan's devices seem. This is an evil agenda behind the scenes. A lot of the people, I mean, I have a granddaughter and a daughter, they're nurses. They didn't go into it to do evil. They thought they were going to help people and do things. They've been scammed. See, the colleges have been used as indoctrination tools to brainwash the masses, and when they come out, they just do what their training has taught them to do. And they don't even think about it until a few. I know Delora O'Brien, she was the friend, when Kim Clement was alive, she was a close friend of his. She said she went into medical school and she saw a doctor kill a patient and hide it. She walked out. She said, that's when she got her eyes open, and she's probably 60, you know, something like that. This is back when she's probably 18, 20 years old, something like that. And see, they were not going to do anything about it. They just said, no, you can't, you know, you just keep your mouth shut. Oh, yeah. Stuff like that happens all the time. Dear Lord. All right, Revelation chapter 6. It's like that doctor here a while back that pulled that baby's head off during delivery. I'm just going, he got on top of her stomach, started pulling the baby out. and pulled the head off the child. I'm talking incompetency. It wasn't in this country, it was somewhere else. All right. Revelation 6, 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And behold, lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. See thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. Hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. Now, I want to give you my take on this today. The white horse, the Vatican, a form of godliness with no power thereof, the whore of Babylon, the false prophet, false religion. We've been sold all our life on how holy the Catholic Church is. Red horse, the Nazi world order. No peace, kill one another. He has a great sword. Maybe COVID even. The black horse, stock market, Federal Reserve, the beast from Jekyll Island. The pale horse, using the natural elements against us like harp. Here's the three city states right here, these four horses. Okay, Zechariah 6 goes on to explain a little more. Y'all there? And I turned and lifted up my eyes. And looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass, which represent humanity. The first chariot was red horses, second chariot black horses, third chariot white horses, the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses, which are the pale horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel answered and said unto me, "These are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth." So these are spiritual influences in the world. Well, what's really more interesting is chapter 5. Fits right in. We'll just read first 11 verses. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he said unto me, "What seest thou?" And I answered, "I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, "This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth, for every one that stealeth shall be cut off as on this side according to it, and every one that sweareth shall be cut off as on that side according to it. I will bring forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof." Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, "Lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "This is an ephah that goeth forth." He said, "Moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and there is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah." And he said, "This is wickedness." And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of the lead upon the mouth thereof. And I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women. The wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. Then I said to the angel that talked with me, "Whither do these bear the ephah?" And he said unto me, "To build it an house in the land of Shinar. And it shall be established and set there upon her own house." There's the whore of Babylon. Shinar is Babylon. To me, this is the UFO agenda. These things have been around. They've been around for a long time. They've been working their scam for a long time. There's something I was telling Danny about. I heard an interview by an Army captain. It didn't show his face, but he said, I used to be a major, but they knocked me down because I wouldn't take the COVID jab. He said, but I wanted to be a captain anyway. And this is what he said. He said, the aliens are not real. He said, they're drones, like robots, but they have AI. This demon is AI. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then he said that these aliens are not from outer space, but they're interdimensional. And he called them Nephilim. He said that they are not real, meaning aliens from other planets or outer space. They live underground on our Earth. And I read that while ago. When the Nephilim died, their disembodied spirits come out because they have no place to go and they look for a host. Well, it looks like they found a host where our computers, our cars, they found a way in. All right, I'm going to stop there. Just food for thought. Everything they've been doing is all in this book with all the missing books. Every bit of it for everybody to see. Okay.